This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States marked another grim milestone Tuesday as it posted a record 47,000 new COVID-19 cases, the biggest one-day increase in new infections since the start of the pandemic. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warns daily cases of coronavirus will double to 100,000 a day if nothing changes. Fauci also told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday he is cautiously optimistic that some useful vaccine could become available in the foreseeable future. Fauci said a vaccine probably won't be available by the time students are due to start school again later this year. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander stressed the importance of reopening schools and called on President Donald Trump and the public at large to wear masks to help prevent further increases in the spread of COVID-19. The European Union said Tuesday visitors from 14 countries may now visit, but not from the United States. That's because some of the U.S. states that push hardest and earliest to reopen their economies are now in retreat due to an alarming surge in confirmed coronavirus infections. The EU extended its ban on travelers not just from the U.S., but from some other big countries such as Russia, Brazil, and India, all of which are seeing rapidly rising caseloads. Thousands of residents in dozens of suburbs of Melbourne, Australia, going into lockdown for a month starting Wednesday, with the Victoria Premier wanting a statewide shutdown as possible if COVID-19 cases continue to rise there. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The White House is blaming intelligence officials who leaked information about an alleged Russian bounty program in Afghanistan for potentially jeopardizing almost any chance of coming to a consensus on whether the threat was real. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany Tuesday criticized, in her words, rogue intelligence officers for putting the lives of U.S. troops in danger, while defending the decision not to brief President Trump on what she described as unverified intelligence. Democratic lawmakers expressed concerns about the administration's handling of the intelligence and specifically its inclination to downplay the possible consequences. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has asked the Taliban to uphold their commitment to cease attacks on American soldiers in Afghanistan. Pompeo held a video conference with the deputy leader of the insurgent group and chief of its political office in Qatar, and the Taliban said the deputy leader reassured Pompeo the Taliban does not allow anyone to use Afghanistan to plot attacks against other nations. The New York Times first reported that Trump had been told about the alleged Russian bounties but did nothing in response. President Trump has denied getting any such briefing. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador will travel to Washington next week to meet with President Trump during his two-day visit. Visit with President Trump will be the first foreign trip for Lopez Obrador since he took office back in December of 2018. He said earlier this week that his trip to the United States will celebrate the start of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which goes into effect Wednesday. Hong Kong police said on Wednesday they arrested a man holding a flag advocating for independence, the first arrest under a sweeping national security law Beijing introduced overnight. The new Hong Kong security laws that went into effect Wednesday will punish crimes of secession, of subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces up to life in prison, telling a more authoritarian era for China's freest city. Passage of the law has prompted several activist groups to immediately close, while individuals delete social media posts out of fear that the new measures could send them to jail. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.